Today, NASA announced the short-term plans for the International Space Station and its three-man crew. The crew was supposed to come home in March aboard the space shuttle Atlantis, but all shuttle flights have been put on hold, pending the outcome of the Columbia accident investigation. NASA now says the crew will come home aboard a Russian Soyuz capsule. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe announced the plans for the space station at a hearing before the House Science Committee. With the grounding of the shuttle fleet, NASA has limited options for maintaining the space station, and all of them require the cooperation of the Russian Space Agency. It had been the plan all along to launch a Soyuz capsule this spring to replace the one currently attached to the station. O'Keefe told the committee that now this launch will be used for crew exchange.
The next flight that will be going up in April, end of April, or early part of May, will be to bring back the current three members of the crew and to bring up the crew of two members, a U.S. astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut.
O'Keefe did not identify the crew, known as Expedition 7, by name, but said it is already training in Russia for its mission. O'Keefe says NASA and its international partners have also agreed that the next two Soyuz flights scheduled at six-month intervals will also be used to bring replacement crews to the station.
And we've agreed to accelerate the flights of the Progress autonomous, vehicles that bring up logistics, water, supplies, for continued operation of the International Space Station.
O'Keefe confessed to the committee that without the shuttle fleet, keeping the station going becomes far more difficult. O'Keefe was asked at the hearing what would happen if the next Russian supply rocket scheduled for June failed to materialize.
Well, if there is no Progress vehicle that is launched in June of this year, indeed, I think the most likely option that we will pursue is to ask the two astronauts aboard Expedition 7 to board the Soyuz vehicle, dim the lights, and come home.
O'Keefe told the committee that abandoning the station would not be the end of the program. He said the fuel on board could be used to keep the station from falling out of orbit.
We could probably do that for 6 months to a year, assuming no other unforeseen circumstances. Anything that would crop up that would have no individual aboard would therefore likely mean a inability to make any repairs on orbit on station at the time, and that could compromise its continued operations.
Ultimately, NASA will have to start flying the shuttle again to make the space station anything close to the orbiting science platform it's intended to be. Only the shuttle has the ability to lift the remaining parts of the station into orbit. But O'Keefe would not make any prediction about how long it would be before the shuttle was flying again. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.